Joe Palca reporting.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people.
President Donald Trump at a press conference after having signed an agreement Tuesday in Singapore, along with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who reaffirmed his firm and unwavering commitment to complete the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The document also calls for the two countries to establish new U.S.-North Korea relations and to recover the remains of prisoners of war and military members missing in action. Shortly after the press conference, President Trump spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren.
Give me some sort of behind the scenes. Did you issue an ultimatum to him? Did he issue an ultimatum to you? No, what was the reaction to back and forth?
Not an ultimatum. We've been dealing for 3 months, really, and we've been dealing through our various representatives, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's done a really fantastic job. So we've been dealing for a pretty good period of time. And when we met today, we got along right from the beginning.
The U.S. has repeatedly stated it is seeking the complete, irreversible, and verifiable denuclearization of the North.
All right, what about our troops? Are they staying in South Korea?
Yeah, they're going to stay. We didn't even discuss that. That wasn't discussed. We are going to get out of the war games that cost so much money. You know, where we, because I think, number one, it's very provocative, and I want to do it, and I think they're very happy about it because it is so provocative, but it costs a fortune to do it. And we won't do that as long as we're negotiating in good faith.
Mr. Trump said sanctions would remain in place for now, but said both leaders are prepared to start a new history. A Burundian UN peacekeeper was killed and several government soldiers wounded late Sunday in a clash in the central town of Bambari. Late last week, a Tanzanian peacekeeper was killed and several wounded in an ambush in the village of Dilapoko. This is VOA News. The Canadian Parliament on Monday unanimously approved a